Today on Commuter Bible, Ezekiel tells a valley of dry bones to hear the word of the Lord, and the dead are raised to life. It's Ezekiel chapters 36 through 38 and Psalms 131 and 132. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. You may have noticed this turn already, but ever since the mention of Jerusalem's fall in chapter 33, God's message to his people has become one of promise and hope for a restoration that will take place. In our last episode, God promised to send a shepherd to his people, one that would be a prince among them from the line of David. Today, Ezekiel prophesies that Israel will be fruitful once more. Then, by means of a strange vision, the Lord commands Ezekiel to prophesy to a valley of dry bones. Through the word of the Lord, these bones gather into fully restored bodies and stand on their feet. Ezekiel, chapters 36 through 38. Son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, Mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Because the enemy has said about you, Aha! The ancient heights have become our possession. Therefore, prophesy and say, This is what the Lord God says. Because they have made you desolate and have trampled you from every side, so that you became a possession for the rest of the nations, and an object of people's gossip and slander. Therefore, mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, to the desolate ruins and abandoned cities, which have become plunder and a mockery to the rest of the nations all around. This is what the Lord God says. Certainly in my burning zeal, I speak against the rest of the nations and all of Edom, who took my land as their own possession with wholehearted rejoicing and utter contempt, so that its pasture land became plunder. Therefore, prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, This is what the Lord God says. Look, I speak in my burning zeal because you have endured the insults of the nations. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. I swear that the nations all around you will endure their own insults. You, mountains of Israel, will produce your branches and bear your fruit for my people Israel, since their arrival is near. Look, I am on your side. I will turn toward you, and you will be tilled and sown. I will fill you with people, with the whole house of Israel in its entirety. The cities will be inhabited and the ruins rebuilt. I will fill you with people and animals, and they will increase and be fruitful. I will make you inhabited as you once were, and make you better off than you were before. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will cause people, my people Israel, to walk on you. They will possess you, and you will be their inheritance. You will no longer deprive them of their children. This is what the Lord God says. Because some are saying to you, You devour people and deprive your nation of children. Therefore, you will no longer devour people and deprive your nation of children. This is the declaration of the Lord God. I will no longer allow the insults of the nations to be heard against you, and you will no longer have to endure the reproach of the peoples anymore. You will no longer cause your nation to stumble. This is the declaration of the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, while the house of Israel lived in their land, they defiled it with their conduct and actions. Their behavior before me was like menstrual impurity. So I poured out my wrath on them because of the blood they had shed on the land, and because they had defiled it with their idols. I dispersed them among the nations, and they were scattered among the countries. I judged them according to their conduct and actions. When they came to the nations where they went, they profaned my holy name, because it was said about them, "These are the people of the Lord." Yet they had to leave his land in exile. Then I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they went. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, "This is what the Lord God says. It is not for your sake that I will act, house of Israel, but for my holy name, which you profaned among the nations where you went. I will honor the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. The nations will know that I am the Lord. This is the declaration of the Lord God, when I demonstrate my holiness through you in their sight. For I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and will bring you into your own land. I will also sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will place my spirit within you and cause you to follow my statutes and carefully observe my ordinances. You will live in the land that I gave your fathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will summon the grain and make it plentiful, and I will not bring famine on you. I will also make the fruit of the trees and the produce of the field plentiful, so that you will no longer experience reproach among the nations on account of famine. You will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves for your iniquities and detestable practices. It is not for your sake that I will act. This is the declaration of the Lord God. Let this be known to you. Be ashamed and humiliated because of your ways, house of Israel. This is what the Lord God says. On the day I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the ruins will be rebuilt. The desolate land will be cultivated instead of lying desolate in the sight of everyone who passes by. They will say, "This land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden. The cities that were once ruined, desolate, and demolished are now fortified and inhabited." Then the nations that remain around you will know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt what was demolished and have replanted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. This is what the Lord God says. I will respond to the house of Israel and do this for them. I will multiply them in number like a flock. So the ruined cities will be filled with a flock of people, just as Jerusalem is filled with a flock of sheep for sacrifice during its appointed festivals. Then they will know that I am the Lord. the hand of the Lord was on me. And he brought me out by his Spirit and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were a great many of them on the surface of the valley, and they were very dry. Then he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I replied, Lord God, only you know. He said to me, Prophesy concerning these bones, and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says to these bones. I will cause breath to enter you, and you will live. I will put tendons on you, make flesh grow on you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, so that you come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I had been commanded. While I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. As I looked, tendons appeared on them, flesh grew, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. He said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man. Say to it, This is what the Lord God says. Breath, come from the four winds and breathe into these slain, so that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. The breath entered them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Look how they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, This is what the Lord God says. I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them, my people, and lead you into the land of Israel. You will know that I am the Lord, my people, when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my Spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it. This is the declaration of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, take a single stick and write on it, belonging to Judah and the Israelites associated with him. Then take another stick and write on it, belonging to Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel as associated with him. Then join them together into a single stick, so that they become one in your hand. When your people ask you, Won't you explain to us what you mean by these things? Tell them, This is what the Lord God says. I am going to take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel associated with him, and put them together with the stick of Judah. I will make them into a single stick, so that they become one in my hand. When the sticks you have written on are in your hand, and in full view of the people, tell them, this is what the Lord God says. I am going to take the Israelites out of the nations where they have gone. I will gather them from all around and bring them into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel, and one king will rule over all of them. They will no longer be two nations and will no longer be divided into two kingdoms. They will not defile themselves any more with their idols, their abhorrent things, and all their transgressions. I will save them from all their apostasies by which they sinned, and I will cleanse them. Then they will be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be king over them, and there will be one shepherd for all of them. They will follow my ordinances and keep my statutes and obey them. They will live in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, where your fathers lived. They will live there forever with their children and grandchildren, and my servant David will be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be a permanent covenant with them. I will establish and multiply them and will set my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. When my sanctuary is among them forever, the nations will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, face Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Prophesy against him and say, this is what the Lord God says. Look, I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaws, and bring you out with all your army, including horses and riders, who are all splendidly dressed. A huge assembly, armed with large and small shields, all of them brandishing swords. Persia, Cush, and Put are with them, all of them with shields and helmets. Gomer with all its troops, and Beth Togarma from the remotest parts of the north along with all its troops. Many peoples are with you. Be prepared, and get yourself ready, you and your whole assembly that has been mobilized around you. You will be their guard. After a long time, you will be summoned. In the last years, you will enter a land that has been restored from war and regathered from many peoples to the mountains of Israel, which had long been a ruin. They were brought out from the peoples, and all of them now live securely. You, all of your troops, and many peoples with you will advance, coming like a thunderstorm. You will be like a cloud covering the land. This is what the Lord God says. On that day, thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will devise an evil plan. You will say, I will advance against a land of open villages. I will come against a tranquil people who are living securely, all of them living without walls and without bars or gates. In order to seize spoil and carry off plunder, to turn your hand against ruins now inhabited and against a people gathered from the nations, who have been acquiring cattle and possessions and who live at the center of the world. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all its rulers, will ask you, "Have you come to seize spoil? Have you mobilized your assembly to carry off plunder, to make off with silver and gold, to take cattle and possessions, to seize plenty of spoil? Therefore prophesy, son of man, and say to Gog, 'This is what the Lord God says. On that day when my people Israel are dwelling securely, will you not know this and come from your place in the remotest part of the north? You and many peoples with you, who are all riding horses, a huge assembly, a powerful army. You will advance against my people Israel like a cloud covering the land. It will happen in the last days, Gog, that I will bring you against my land so that the nations may know me, when I show myself holy through you in their sight. This is what the Lord God says. Are you the one I spoke about in former times through my servants, the prophets of Israel, who for years prophesied in those times that I would bring you against them? Now on that day, the day when Gog comes against the land of Israel, this is the declaration of the Lord God. My wrath will flare up. I swear in my zeal and fiery rage, on that day there will be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the animals of the field, every creature that crawls on the ground, and every human being on the face of the earth will tremble before me. The mountains will be demolished. The cliffs will collapse, and every wall will fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against him on all my mountains. This is the declaration of the Lord God. And every man's sword will be against his brother. I will execute judgment on him with plague and bloodshed. I will pour out torrential rain, hailstones, fire, and burning sulfur on him, as well as his troops and the many peoples who are with him. I will display my greatness and holiness, and will reveal myself in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord." Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty. I do not get involved with things too great or too wondrous for me. Instead, I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, my soul is like a weaned child. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured, and how he swore an oath to the Lord, making a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard of the ark in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Rise up, Lord. Come to your resting place, you and your powerful ark. May your priests be clothed with righteousness, and may your faithful people shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a promise he will not abandon. I will set one of your offspring on the throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my decrees that I will teach them, their sons will also sit on your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his home. This is my resting place forever. I will make my home here because I have desired it. I will abundantly bless it with food. I will satisfy its needy with bread. I will clothe its priests with salvation, and its faithful people will shout for joy. There, I will make a horn grow for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown he wears will be glorious. Shout out to Josh Dean in Jasonville, Indiana. Josh just joined our support team through Patreon and has a Commuter Bible t-shirt headed his way. If you'd like to support the work of Commuter Bible, especially here at the end of the year as we work to get the word out for next season starting January 13th, we'd love your support. Different tiers of giving have different perks as a way to say thank you to our generous patrons. You can find out more at patreon.com/commuterbible. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.